One of these three contestants isn't a creepy clown. Aaron, Tommy J, or H. Quinn.
And now it's time to play everyone's new favorite game show, Buzz It! With your host, Dave!
Dave's not here!
I am here, I'm back again. Yes, I am. Someone else is back, though.
Aaron.
Would that be?
Some guy who won, like, the first 22 episodes of trivia.
22, you're kind of selling me short a little there, brother.
The first 22, then he won, like, 10 more after that. But Aaron is back. I hear Tommy J's the champ because I wasn't here on Friday.
Tommy is the champ.
For now.
This is going to be fun.
Tommy's the champ.
H. Quinn's probably going to play spoiler. I'm just going to say that right now. That's my prediction. She's not going to be a factor except spoiler.
Wow, that's really mean of you, Dave.
I know
you're heartless.
I know who we have here.
I'm the goat, actually. I just want to say to my opponents, I'm sorry that you have to enter this battlefield with me.
What are you sorry for?
I'm gonna snap your proverbial necks like glow sticks.
You done messed up,
Aaron. All of you.
Aaron.
It's actually Aaron.
What? Aaron.
All right. Let's get it popping like a Dauphine at the pharmacy.
All right. Question number one. How many states are there in Mexico?
Aaron.
Quinn.
Aaron.
Seven.
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness. I feel
it's been a while.
Hit me with all switcheroo.
Been a while. Did someone else?
Quinn.
I think, yeah, Quinn buzzed in.
10? Oh.
Tommy?
0?
Aaron.
I like where you're going, though. Aaron?
9.
You guys are way off.
Quinn? 52.
Tommy? 6.
Aaron? 2.
Can we get multiple choice already?
Yeah, multiple choice.
It's actually a hint for this one. Your hint, quick on your buzzers. Flavors.
Aaron. 31.
Did anybody ever see that episode of Justice League when Question is digging through like some freezer and he opens up a lid and he goes, aha, 32 flavors.
Exactly.
Question number two. Who is the movie director of Peter Benchley's novel about a bloodthirsty shark?
Aaron.
Tom. Aaron.
Steven Spielberg.
That would be Jaws.
Yes, it would.
That'd be Jaws.
I don't like you, Aaron.
Question number three. I tried to warn you guys. Tried to warn you. Didn't want to listen, though. In what year did the Chicago Cubs last win?
Aaron. Tommy.
Aaron, barely.
Oh, you...
1918. No, not 1918.
That was the Red Sox, by the way. 1908.
Yeah. I screwed up. 1918 was the
Sox. I wouldn't have gotten that.
Well, darn.
2-1.
I'm literally pointing off screen at
you.
Like,
are.
No!
Question number four. What is the oldest university in the United States?
Quinn? Harvard.
Wow.
Okay. Let's go.
Wow.
Where my dad always wished I'd go.
And you're here at Green River Community College. Or, sorry,
hey,
Green River
this
College.
This is Harvard on the hill there.
It
I'm
is,
sorry,
actually.
Dad.
Question number five. Why would you be sorry you're here? You're on the buzz. You're on the best morning show.
They probably just have you sitting there, like...
But I'm not at Harvard.
Googling trivia. They probably have you Googling trivia for for what we're doing right now.
Nuclear physics.
Or that, too.
Question number five. In what country can you find the Taj Mahal?
Aaron.
Quinn.
Aaron.
India.
I even put not the casino because I knew people would probably try to say Vegas. Or, sorry,
Vegas.
I'm sorry, Atlantic City.
Okay, that's still not a country. I mean,
depending on
you
how
don't,
you,
you haven't heard the show before then. They
well,
think countries are cities.
I remember not knowledgeable in eighth grade, and I've seen some pretty crazy answers.
Yep.
And you're still losing.
Aaron with
I didn't
three.
Say I was good at it.
Next question.
Q2 with one, and Tommy J with one. Question number six. Quick on your buzzers. What network was founded by Bill Rasmussen and his son in 1978?
Aaron? ESPN?
Oh.
It was ESPN.
Would not have known the Rasmussen thing. Like,
I thought 1978 would have given away because that was one of the first networks.
Yeah. Over the head.
It actually went into syndication in 79.
Though. Yep.
I've not had a sip of coffee yet today.
Question number seven.
Pumpkin spice time.
Excuses. What director said, quote, give them pleasure, the same pleasure they have when they wake up from a nightmare.
Aaron?
Quinn?
Aaron?
Wes Craven?
Quinn?
Tim Burton?
Any guesses, Tommy?
No. Multiple choice?
Stephen King? Mm.
Stephen King was a writer.
Oh, yeah. He Aaron? Did not direct.
Aaron?
John Carpenter?
What?
Quinn? Steven Spielberg?
What director said, quote, "Give them pleasure, the same pleasure they have when they wake up from a nightmare"? Your hint. Quick on your buzzers. Birds.
Tommy.
Quinn.
Tommy.
Hitchcock.
I knew it!
First name? Are we not having first names? Because Aaron.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Alfred Hitchcock. I knew that.
I just put Hitchcock, so.
That would work on most game shows. I don't know why it wouldn't work here.
I have weird rules.
Very weird rules.
4-2-1. Question number 8. No looking. What is the first letter on the first row of a standard keyboard?
Aaron. Quinn.
Aaron.
Q.
I think Aaron just clinched
he
it.
Just clinched it.
He
but,
just clinched it.
But for funsies, question number 9. Director Spike Jones got his start directing what kind of videos?
Quinn.
Quinn.
Music videos?
I was going to say softcore because I had no idea.
Yikes.
So, yeah, that would probably work too.
Question number 10.
I mean, that happens. Well, I mean, that happens.
It is hip hop, I mean.
That is, you know, same difference.
Yikes.
Question number 10. How many time zones are there in Australia?
Aaron.
Quinn.
Aaron.
Two.
Quinn.
Quinn. One.
Tommy.
Tommy.
Four.
Aaron. Three.
There it is.
You're welcome, Aaron.
The art of elimination.
You're welcome.
Aaron.
But.
Like, were you expecting anything different? Like,
not really.
Oh, you're going down. Like, the interns are going to take you down.
Oh, yeah.
Add happen. Your scores together and you're still at, what, half?
There's literally only two people that have ever beaten him.
I
about to be four.
Challenge accepted.
About to be four, yeah.
So, Aaron, you know the drill.
I'm going to look up so much useless trivia.
You know you get a victory speech.
All right, so in my victory speech, I just want to say I appreciate the valiant effort of both interns. I was there before. I was much better than you guys, but I was still there. I'd like to thank Dave for existing. I'd like to thank Corey for being a beautiful man. I'd like to thank Danica for, I guess, being here. I'd like to thank my mom. I'd like to thank My Chemical Romance for having a really cool album cover. And nice. Then I would like to thank myself because I couldn't have done it without me.
Oh, son of a bitch!
I'd also like to thank John Cena.
Of course.
Because I am the champ and so is he. So we have a lot in common.
Yep.
Because none of y'all can
It's all staged?
Me. Oh.
Oh.
Yikes, if it was staged
nice
and you guys still took a butt whipping, that's awkward.
Well, if it's staged for us to take a butt whipping, I guess that happens.
Yeah. Well, it is time to get up. My Goldfinger right here on KGRGFM. You're listening to The Buzz. The news is next with HQ.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is sponsored by the Jet City Comic Show, featuring guests such as actor Roger Cross from FX's The Strain and Deadpool artist Pete Woods. For a full list of guests and tickets, you can visit jetcitycomicshow.com.
Excellent.
Hey, Quinn, it's your turn to do the news.
Yay! This is H. Quinn here. Three scientists have won a Nobel Chemistry Prize for inventing the world's smallest machine. It's a motor that is 1,000 times smaller than a human hair. The scientists Whoa. Will share the 930,000 prize to further research and discover practical applications. New Haven public school officials have banned the wearing of clown costumes due to the rise in scary clowns and pranks. Principals have been told to suspend or otherwise discipline a student wearing a clown costume or a shirt. In Wenatchee, a local public school is on high alert after threatening Facebook and Twitter messages from clowns, telling students to make sure to come to school this Friday. For your local news, Seattle Police Department are searching for a carjacking suspect after a chase on I-5. Police say that they know who they are looking for, but they have not yet released the suspect's name. And finally, a Utah father was charged almost $40 to have skin-to-skin contact with his newborn child after a C-section because extra supervision is required of the father in the OR. For your sports, the Jays are going to the American League Division Series thanks to an unbelievable walk-off home run from Edwin Encarnacion. For your weather, today there'll be AM showers with a high of 64 and your low tonight of 50. Tomorrow is a high of 64 and a low of 55. And there are Alaska Way Viaduct closures this weekend and construction.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on with traffic.
Northbound I-405, it's pretty much garbage time as usual. And then there's a blocking incident, right?
Yeah.
Where?
Let me find it. My mic's all the way across the room. Hang on.
There. Yeah?
Someone didn't scroll up! right now it's saying that there are none reported walking incidents.
Well, that's in the South Sound.
That's in the South Sound. Okay, this is my first time, all right? Forgive me.
Don't worry, I said the same thing too.
Yeah, I've checked both. There's no blocking incidents reported right now.
Well, that's good news. That was your news, traffic, weather, and sports for 7 o'clock. If you want to be just like H. Quinn here and do your news yourself, hit us up on greenriver.edu. Sign up for Journalism 110 or 120. Preferably 110, because then you can do the live stuff and hang out with us and be an intern. That's Journalism 110 in Green River College. We'll be back after some Day to Remember paranoia on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with The Buzz.
Marsalis Hope on 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz. And you can catch Marsalis at our Fall Pleasure Drive show on October 22nd. Catch them with Ungodly Rust. Those are both really, really awesome bands. We interviewed both of them, and both the interviews are up on our SoundCloud. So if you want to get a little preview of what both those bands are and what they're all about, again, that's The Buzz KGRG on SoundCloud.
Yes.
You excited?
Obviously.
Yeah? I'm excited. I'm pumped. But Danica, it's time for the six-pack.
Hey, Danica.
What's up, fam?
What's a six-pack?
It's a list of things that are super dope or, like, not dope at all that, like, are terrifying. And you hate them.
You're like a much hipper Dave.
I know, right?
Wow, okay. That's the weirdest compliment I've ever heard.
I mean, I'll take it, though.
Like, those aren't bad things to be because Dave's a really awesome person.
Well, Dave, while being my soulmate, is about as hip as a geriatric.
So, Danica, what's this week's six-pack?
Terrifying cursed objects that actually exist.
Because it's time to get spoopy with it?
Spoopy!
Okay. Alrighty, well, I'm interested then.
Alright, so, number one, or six, or whatever we're doing.
We count backwards here,
yeah,
madam.
I don't know, man. Okay, so, Robert the Doll. So, Robert the Doll is not messing around. In 1906, a mistreated servant of the Otto family imbued a doll with dark spirits that gave it as a gift to the youngest son of the Otto family, Robert, who named the doll after himself. His parents said that they could hear their son speaking to the doll all evening and that they could even hear the doll responding in a guttural voice. After Robert, the man passed away, the doll moved on to a new home where it allegedly attacked a young girl and was seen roaming the hallways. The doll is now kept in the East Martello Museum, where you have to ask permission to take his picture, and if he doesn't say it's cool, then you get cursed.
Oh, okay.
I have two things to say about that. First, how selfish is that little kid to name the doll after himself? Secondly, I don't think it'd be as cursed if we just named it Bobby instead of Robert.
Damn it, Bobby.
Exactly. If it's Bobby, who's scared of Bobby?
Nobody.
Exactly.
Not at the King of the Hill.
Myth debunked. Next.
There you go.
The Haunted Small Doll.
Is this going to be
more
a whole
dolls?
List of dolls?
Yeah, lots of dolls, man. I mean, there's other objects, but...
The only doll I see is Corey. Aww.
Moving on. For some reason, eBay doesn't filter out cursed or haunted items. And you'd think after... I don't know, I lost my word. Since, like, the Debuk box or whatever it's called.
Okay.
Yeah,
somebody
bought, like, a cursed thing on eBay.
You can't, like, buy it. Can you search specifically for cursed items?
I don't know. We should check that out, though.
I'm down.
Well, there are collectors out there. There are people that go after they want cursed items.
But apparently, this doll is kept in a shop, and the shop keeper said that she kept it in a display case on the lower shelf, and she never touched it. And one day she went to dust it, and it was on the top shelf, and she lives alone, and she's like, this is not...
How old is this lady?
I don't know, man. It doesn't say.
I bet she, like...
It's just on the list, man.
I bet she has an employee who's just like, list, you know what would be funny? We move the doll.
That'd be hilarious.
This lady's probably super old and just out of it.
know. But still.
That makes
spoopy.
Me sad.
Number four, or whatever we're doing. Thomas Bubsby's chair. That's a fun name to say.
His chair?
Bubsby, yeah. So this chair is so cursed that if you sit on it, you're going to die. And, like, obviously everyone's going to die. But this chair just speeds up the process, apparently.
Okay.
A little backstory. Thomas Bubsby was, like, this guy who murdered his dad in 1702. And this is a chair that he just liked to sit in and was thought to be unlucky after multiple people died after sitting in it. The chair is now suspended in the Thirsk Museum. That sounds like Thirsk Museum. Where no bugs can come into contact with it.
A cursed chair, huh?
Yeah.
Like, that'd be awful. Just
like, you know the chair in, like, The Conjuring or whatever, where, like, there was, like, where that dead dude liked to sit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, my thing would be, like, what if somebody just, like, had that in storage or something, like, in their garage, and I have a bunch of guests coming over? Might as well just, like, whip out some extra chairs, man.
Well, next time you're gonna have some... Not as many guests coming over.
Right. It's called salt and holy water.
Or, like, play Russian roulette with chairs?
Yeah, right?
So that was part one of the six-pack, number 6, 5, and 4. We'll be back with 3, 2, and 1. Let's do a little bit of Help by the Front Bottoms, 89.9 KGRG.
Okay.
You're listening to Buzz.
And now, back to the six-pack.
Terrifier on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to the Buzz. We're in the middle of our six-pack.
Yeah.
Super spoopy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah? What is our six-pack?
Cursed objects that actually exist.
Now, what were numbers 6, 5, and 4?
Well, let me tell you, Corey. Robert, a.k.a. Bobby the Doll.
Little Bobby.
Little Bobby.
Little Bob.
The Haunted Small Doll. And Thomas Busby's chair.
Now, the dolls remind me of this movie I saw about this lady who had postpartum depression, and she kept confusing this doll with her baby.
I'm sure that happens more than just in the movies. This probably happens a lot.
Yeah, I watched this documentary called In the Basement, where it's just like these weird people and like these crazy basements they have. But like this one woman, she would like go down like 7 flights of stairs to like the basement like lock center in her apartment building and go in the storage unit, and like there were these like creepy baby dolls, lifelike infants, and she would just hug them in the closet.
Well, this lady thought her doll was cursed, so by the end of the movie she was confused on whether she buried the doll or her baby.
Just bury both to be safe.
Just do it.
Well, as long as they don't go Norman Bates, I think we'll be all right.
And because of the scholar I am, I read a Goosebumps Night of the Living Dummy, and that's enough for me.
Right, though?
Man, you're a gentleman and a scholar. Look at you.
Yeah, that was another series that we didn't bring up during the comfort cartoons was Goosebumps. It's not a cartoon, but it's Goosebumps.
So, Danica, you ready for number 3?
Yes. So, it mentioned The Conjuring in the last break.
Yeah.
Which brings me to Annabelle the Doll. So a lot of people know Annabelle from The Conjuring, or maybe from the movie Annabelle, and all about her murderous exploits, but this creepy doll is no piece of fiction. Ooh. It actually appeared to, or it belonged to a nursing student named Donna, who had to have her home exorcised by a priest after the doll attacked one of her friends.
Well, see, I'm actually looking at this picture with Danica. It's Anne. It's Raggedy Ann. That's what it looks like.
Maybe they just, I don't know.
I mean, it looks absolutely nothing like the doll that's in The Conjuring or Annabelle.
I don't think that this is the picture of Annabelle.
Oh, okay.
But
because I used to have a Raggedy the Andy when I was a kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now that's kind of creeping me out because I'm wondering how much stuff did I get in trouble for as a kid
because of this doll.
Because of those freaking dolls. Because now I'm associating Annabelle with Andy, and now I'm kind of scared.
Yeah. I think number 2. I think it's right. Yeah. The Delhi Purple Sapphire. So, after stealing this gem from the Temple of Indra in 1857...
Not to be confused with the Temple of Doom.
When are we going to learn our lesson about robbing temples, right? Colonel W. Ferris almost immediately fell into economic disrepair. Then a friend of his committed suicide while wearing the gem. And sometime later, a friend of Oscar Wilde's had the gem and fell into a series of misfortunes that led him to throw away the sapphire 3 times. And after each attempt to rid himself of the gem, it would reappear at his home. Spooky.
So I'm just waiting for the gypsy curse, man.
Right, though?
Like, when's that going to happen? So you have your cursed dolls, your cursed jewels.
Oh, as soon as we're done, I've got one that I haven't seen pop up on this list.
Oh, man.
Yep.
All right, and so we've got the crying boy painting.
Ooh, paintings. Paintings creep me out.
And so one of the more interesting haunted items, the Crying Boy, was a mass-produced painting by Bruno Amadio that was distributed in post-war England. All of a sudden, the houses in which the paintings were hung caught fire. Not at the same time, but you get it. The only thing to survive the flames, the Crying Boy. Ooh. Right, though? Ooh. Right? Firefighters began to believe that the paintings were cursed. However, after some research in 2010, it was discovered that the paintings were coated in fire repellent, which usually saved them and was the reason so many survived the fires.
Kind of reminds me of, was it Adrian Gray or whatever? The guy who painted himself in the picture. He was on League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know the story. Like,
horrible movie, but yeah.
Yeah, the guy painted his soul into a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of why pictures creep me out. And
that's
stick
why
to
I
statues.
Don't do art.
Do you ever see, I'm sure anybody here has watched Supernatural?
Yes!
Yeah. The episode, season 2 episode, Provenance.
Yep.
Where, again, it's about a creepy painting.
Yep.
Or like the sad clown paintings, or like the ones with the kids with the big eyes.
There is a creepy clown episode in season 2 as well.
Or like the haunted sleeping bag, the haunted shopping list in SpongeBob.
Is that yeah, man. Is that yeah. Maybe Wormanman Jensen, he was number one.
So I do have
he
one that...
He was number one.
Can I throw in an honorable mention for the six pack?
Go at it.
Yeah.
The Hope Diamond. Anybody hear the story of the Hope Diamond?
No.
I mean, I've heard of it.
I remember my dad was a huge book guy. Like, he had so many books, so we had our own personal library because there was, like, literally almost every single thing available. And in there was this collection of, I don't want to say children's books, but they're at children's level, so they're probably children's books. They're just a really easy reading level with all kinds of different stuff that you could read about, Bermuda Triangle, you know, all kinds of stuff. There was one, it was about, like, myths and legends, and in there was a story about the Hope Diamond where it was found by a slave out in Africa. Mm-hmm. And in order to try to steal it and get away with it, he cut a slit in his leg, shoved the diamond in there and wrapped it up, and he disappeared with it.
Good grief.
And then...
Yeah, I don't need diamonds that much.
Well, no, but then he was murdered for the diamond when he was trying to get out of it. And every owner who's ever had the Hope Diamond has died.
Yeah.
Like, either mysteriously or tragically, they have died. Every owner who's ever had possession of that diamond is now in a museum. And I don't think there's never been an attempt... to try to steal that diamond.
That was your six-pack of super spoopy cursed items.
It's not very hopeful.
Here on 89.9 KGRG. If you want to get spoopy with the Buzz Crew, we'll be at the Haunted Forest of Maple Valley in the Royal Arch Park.
Yay.
If you want to come hang out with us, we'll have prizes, we'll have games. You can just hear us cry and scream like little girls. It's going to be a ton of fun. That's the Haunted Forest of Maple Valley. If you want any information on that, we'll put it up on our Facebook page, on our Twitter. Come hang out with us. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, bring us food.
Do that, too.
Yo, bring us those donuts. Awesome.
Yo.
Yeah, right?
We'll be back after some
like
SpongeCorn, 89.9 KGRG. 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and our intern already has a new segment, man.
He does.
I'm excited.
I've been excited about this, man.
Yeah? So what's your segment about, dude?
It is WTF Wednesday, man.
Okie dokie.
So I just look up weird stuff. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's going to make your skin crawl. And don't worry, there are no creepy clowns.
Frankenstein, right?
I am over freaky clowns. Like, I'm actually surprised nobody's been shot.
One was.
To be 100%.
Yeah, one was.
Okay, one. I'm surprised there hasn't been more. You know, I'm just... In a country like America. Where there's guns, both legally and illegally, people who shouldn't have guns, why would you dress up like a freaky clown?
Is it Murica or is it Murderica?
It's Murica. America. You know, just why would you do that? But no, there are no clowns in WTF Wednesday. There will never be clowns. I don't like clowns anyway.
Wait, so it's... Oh, dang it. I messed that up bad.
What have you what done?
I was going to do the America thing, but it didn't work. And
Identica.
Fired. Yeah, I know.
So first thing I want to do, this is an honorable mention for WTF Wednesday, only because I saw it pop on my Facebook page, and I invite you all to try it because it's... mildly hilarious.
Yep.
Dave, you actually did it.
I did. It was creepy.
Google your first name and glamour shots.
Oh. Is this work friendly?
First name and glamour shots.
Mine is questionable.
Mine was kind of weird too. I'm not going to lie. It's Danica's already on. I'm standing here watching her.
I have a weird name though, so I don't know if things are going to come up.
Well, let's find out what we got.
You'll probably get like Danica Patrick or something.
I swear to God,
if I get
Corey Feldman, man, I'm going to lose it.
No, you get Corey Haim.
Oh.
Look at this hot piece of eye candy, though.
I got some guy with a guitar and a gun.
seems right.
I got a unicorn.
I got an old lady with that looks like she has lunch lady hair. She's wearing very big earrings, and her facial expression looks like someone did not.
Yours looks like Lucille Ball, the later years.
I've got a guy wearing like a Speedo and a like bandolier.
I also got like, a lot.
He looks like a cross between Leia in the third movie. Like Mexican Leia.
No.
Mine are all Danica
It's
Patrick,
weird.
That's racist.
This old lady. And then there's this man wearing gloves and a red shirt, and he's like seductively like,
I've got a man mermaid.
My second choice, the second one that popped up for me was like some creepy picture of Tom Brady.
Okay. Oh.
Like that was the second one. And I was like, well, I'm glad that wasn't the first one that popped up. It was still pretty bad. The first one that popped up was this guy. It looks like it's something out of the 70s.
Oh, Taylor Swift is here.
He's topless. He's in like the white short shorts that they wore back in the day.
Oh.
And he's got like a huge brick phone.
Oh, that is a
And the
person.
Aviator glasses, like one of those old cell phones. It's like that was the first thing that popped up with my name.
Okay.
So that is right WTF now. Honorable Wednesday.
That's a good one.
Honorable mention for WTF.
So what's your actual one here?
Okay, first one. Now, my goal for WTF Wednesday, real quick, I want to make you laugh, but also kind of want to make people skin crawl.
Okay.
So there's going to be some fun stories. There's going to be some creepy ones. Number one is creepy. You're going to like it. But the first one, you guys might have already seen this. Philadelphia police say they're looking at cell phone video reports of a man riding a big wheel tricycle.
Yes.
Down I-76.
Charlie needs to stop drinking paint.
I don't know if he's trying to live his dream of Mario Kart, real life Mario Kart, but literally driving.
I mean, gas is expensive, man.
It is. Yeah, I mean, I haven't watched the video yet, but apparently there's some profanity, understandably, because it'd probably be like, "What the?"
Yep.
You know that's
WTF?
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point of WTF. But that's entertaining. I mean, and then. One of the motorists, Akeem Edwards, said that the guy was holding up traffic, obviously, as cars gingerly drove around him. And he says, the man riding the tricycle looked at me and smiled as he was rolling by.
Now, the video I saw of this, it looked like they were trying to trap him at one point just to stop him, I think.
Okay, so safely stop him.
Yeah,
okay.
Try to. I don't know if he got out of it or not.
This reminds me of one of my favorite gifts. Of this guy in like a snail costume, holding up like snailing his way along the highway, and he's just holding up like a huge line of cars.
Was he holding a snail's lives matter?
I don't know, but it just makes me happy.
All right, so tell me, what's your next story?
Throw some salt on him.
Salt the snail.
Get old man Mike.
Number two. A 23-year-old man has been charged with growing more than 40 marijuana plants in a Vermont cemetery.
I mean,
compost.
Dead guys like to party.
They don't call them deadheads for nothing.
Yeah.
They're chillest zombies.
I mean, it's not bad fertilizer either, but.
You know the candidates would just go up to there, see, this is what marijuana does to you.
The Rutherford
Straight to hell.
The Rutherford Herald reports that Adam Mahoney pled not guilty on Monday to felony marijuana cultivation charge. But then later on, he admitted to caring and cultivating for the marijuana plants. So he pled not guilty, even though they have an affidavit saying, yeah, bro. They even found, search of his vehicle found items including fish fertilizer, an open box of Miracle-Gro, and containers filled with water and animal repellent spray.
Wow.
He's probably high when he did the affidavit.
Yeah, one more, dude?
I do have one more.
Alrighty.
This is my favorite one. Now, like I said, I am trying to make some skin crawl. So you'll like this one.
Oh, no.
Maybe your skin will crawl. I hope it does. That's the goal. Beach Haven, New Jersey. Police say a 59-year-old man who wore a bikini fashioned out of see-through plastic wrap is facing a criminal charge.
As he should.
He spent 2 days on a Long Beach Island beach wearing a homemade bikini.
You gotta tell my dad to stop that.
Maybe he had too many Long Beach iced teas.
Long Island.
That you drink on the Long Beach as opposed to the short beach.
But these people need to stop stealing my idea. I came out with that first. stop stealing my ideas.
Well, here's the best part.
Is that why you got kicked out of Arizona?
Yes.
Here's the best part of it. A woman who answered the phone at his house said, "Nobody's here," and hung up.
Oh.
It is currently unclear if he has an attorney who could comment on his behalf.
He wasn't there.
No, I wasn't there. It wasn't me.
That was WTF Wednesday. So what was WTF Denver? Like water taco fight Wednesday?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, like where you can catch the buzz.
Well, I'm sure reading some of these stories, especially that last one, people were saying WTF the way we'd normally say WTF.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Whiskey Tango Fox.
There it is.
We got your news coming up after Touche Moore, 89.9 KGRG. You listen to the buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. This hour's news is sponsored by the Jet City Comic Show, returning to the Tacoma Convention Center November 5th and 6th. For tickets and guest announcements, you can visit jetcitycomicshow.com.
Yes! This is Sierra with KGRG FM News at 8:30. Today I have a couple stories for you. At Virginia Mason Hospital, they received a donation of $8 million yesterday.
Okay.
That's really cool.
Yeah, to research epithelial cells, which act as a barrier between the lungs and the environment.
Okay.
This is going to help asthma research a lot. Good news for all Starbucks employees. The company has decided to give all employees a 5% raise, taking effect starting today. For sports news, Doug Baldwin, a local Seahawks, met with the Seattle police yesterday to discuss with police officers, like Adrian Diaz, how to create trust in the community, just showing that even the Seahawks want to make Seattle better.
Yeah, that's actually a really big deal, because that's something that I know they were talking about for a while and that he came out publicly and said he wanted to do. So the fact that they actually came through on it, it's a big deal.
Yeah. And then as for weather in Seattle, today there's going to be a high of 63 with showers throughout the day. Tomorrow, the temperature will drop a little bit with the high of 60 and increasing rain. Both today and tomorrow, the winds will be around 6 miles per hour.
Okay, so not terrible. I mean, it's typical fall weather, right?
Yeah, pretty typical for the Seattle area. And then as for traffic, heavy as usual. I-5 has heavy traffic southbound from Mill Creek to around UW, and northbound from about Lakewood to UW.
Okay.
And then 405, heavy between Bellevue and Renton S curves. 167, heavy between Puyallup and Kent, but lightens between Kent and the beginning of the S curves.
Okay.
And that's it for the news.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
If you want to be just like Sierra and read the news, join Journalism 110 at Green River College. That's greenriver.edu, or you can go into KGRG.com, click that register tab, search Journalism 110, sign up for that class. This is a ton of fun. Probably the easiest 4.0 you'll ever get. That was your news, traffic, weather, and sports for 8 o'clock. We'll be back after a little bit of a Taking Back Sunday in 89.9 KGRG. You'll listen to The Buzz. Victim of Me by Descent on 89.9 KGRG. It's the end of The Buzz because it's 8:50. We had 110 trainees coming in to have a bunch of fun.
Buzzkill.
Stuff.
Not really buzzkill. Come on in, trainees.
Come on.
But yeah,
it's a good time.
Join Journalism 110 here at Green River College. Again, that's greenriver.edu. Sound for Journalism 110 offered year-round. You can be an intern just like our two interns here.
Play with us.
That was the
Like that. That's just no.
But Quinn, just for the people out there, what was your question of the day one more time?
My question of the day was fight, flight, or freeze.
Ooh.
When you're in trouble, what do you do?
When you have a creepy clown approaching you, what do you do?
Me, I scream like murder and run like hell.
But you can find that on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at TheBuzzKGRG. For all of those, we'll read your responses tomorrow. We already got a couple of them, so be excited.
Nice.
I got a shout out I want to give. I'm not. They're not paying me any money or anything, but I absolutely love them. No, it's this little coffee shack that I like to go to whenever I have some money that I maybe shouldn't spend. But no, they're awesome. If you live in Kent, check them out. It's Lucky Cup Coffee. They're off of Meeker and 64th.
Oh,
just nice. cool little coffee shack. I tried my first ever pumpkin spice latte today.
What was it like?
It's not that great. I don't get the hype.
So you're not basic is what you're saying.
I'm not basic.
You ain't
no.
a basic bitch. You ain't wearing your North Face and you don't have a hair in a top.
Or your Ugg boots.
Do we want to do a base it out?
Yeah, let's
Tom
base
Brady
it.
Wears Uggs, so I'm probably going to avoid Uggs.
He's a basic.
Oh, man. I don't know how to do this, but I'm ready.
Let's do a basic goodbye.
Oh, this is going to be rough.
Okay.
You should hear my English accent.
No.
Stop. No, think Mean Girls. Regina George.
Yeah.
So long.
Like, farewell.
Auf Wiedersehen, goodbye.
Goodbye. Or whatever.
Like, bye, because, like, I need to go, like, get a Starbucks.
Stop trying to make Starbucks a thing. It is never going to happen. Bleeding.
I'm turning off our mics right now.
Goodbye. Like, totally. How'd you like that, Cork? Like,
epic. Hashtag LOL.
I'm going to gag so many people with food. This has been the Buzz on 89.9 KJRG.
Deuces.
We're going to be out of here. We're actually getting the new site all hooked up and ready to go. So if you want to catch us on demand, brand new KJRG. Yeah, brand new KJRG website.
Yeah.
We're going to put our glamour shots. Corey's a mermaid.
Oh, man. We should do that.
We should, actually. Oh, all right, we're doing it.
And don't forget that tomorrow's Ticket Trivia Thursday, we're giving away tickets to the Haunted Forest Mid Valley. So if you want to win tickets to the Haunted Forest Mid Valley, call in 253-833-5004 tomorrow morning at 7:20. Call in 7:15 to meet y'all hooked up.
Don't worry, Aaron is going to play, but still, you have a chance.
So if you want a chance of beating Aaron because homeboy's on another heater.
I'm going to start just bringing in a buzzer just so I can throw off his game.
Here's
the
thing.
Your name is your buzzer, so that would be against the rules.
There's only two people ever that have beaten Aaron, and neither of them are here anymore.
Make it four. We'll make it four.
Challenge accepted.
If you want tickets to the Haunted Forest Mid-Valley, we'll be there on Saturday. Again, that's tomorrow morning, 7:20 for Ticket Trivia Thursday. Till then, we out.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.